Nauno yung iti yang nang mago kano tiri ti na gara niyang mga bakaw ni mga makaw ko mo kaya di ito yung nagari.
Could we read Hebrews chapter 8 verse 1?
Hebrews 8, Quran 542, what is it where?
Just one verse.
Basi nga on. Jesus si, kunagot at sisiyinok ang iyong kagagabot. Ukaw tiri jabut ka baka tidugin ima tu ka kapur. Tunagot at sisiyinok ang iyong kagagatra. Silang may cute, piyam nang nagtawagunin. Ang iyong kapjo ngayot, iksiwot o zon, kakarapian, iksiwayumit.
Here he says this very simple thing, that the main point is that we have a high priest. That's the main point for the book of Hebrews. It's the main point for the Bible. That we have a high priest. Now if I ask you, Do you need a high priest? Most of you would say, I don't know. You may say, well, Leah's our high priest, isn't she? Especially with that beautiful sash, I like that sash. Oh, Mary in this green dress, that's beautiful. You know that this is our, these are our priests. What does a priest do? Well, a priest is somebody who goes to God for man. And somebody who comes from God to us. A priest is someone who stands between God and man. And so we need somebody to go and represent us to God. Tomorrow you have election. And you will elect members of parliament, is that right? I'm not
going
to ask you what you vote. We don't want to fight here. But you will elect a man to go and represent you. Is it in Iqaluit or Ottawa?
Ottawa.
Go and represent you in
Ottawa.
He will go there and you will want a man who is clever, honest, somebody who understands you, and somebody who will go there for you. You need someone to go from here to Ottawa to tell them what you need here. You don't need an open-air swimming pool. You don't need open-air
swimming
sorry. Well done, very good, Mary. She's good, isn't she? She's good. She's very good. You don't need that. You need somebody who tells you, we need something, we need money for roads or something. Now the problem is that who can go to God first? Who is the person who can go right to God? And who can come from God to us, a person to pray for us? In the Old Testament, they used to have a big curtain over the back of their their church, if
It's
a bit like this wooden thing here. You have to be very holy to go over there. Only the choir can go over there. You have to go over here. Can I do that? No. Yeah, I can do that. Can everybody do that? You see, in the Old Testament, they had a wall. Nobody could go. Because they knew God is holy. And we are sinful.
I
don't know if you think you're a holy person. Are you a clean person? You have a clean heart. Clean mind. You always do what's right, you never do what's wrong. Who can go beyond that curtain and go right to God? We need somebody who is a bridge between a holy God and a sinful man. Now in Hebrews chapter 1, it begins to tell us about Jesus, that he is the high priest. Hebrews chapter 1 tells us who Jesus is. Look at Hebrews chapter 1, and you can read from verse 1 to 4. Read from verse 1 to verse 6. So this passage tells us who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? Who do you think he is? Well, it tells us in verse 2 that he is the heir of everything. Now, I don't know if you've ever inherited anything. My grandfather died in 1963. He said, I want my grandchildren to have my house.
Okay,
my
grandchildren to have my house.
He told his wife, when you die, the grandchildren, Les and all the others, they get the house. And my grandmother died in
1995.
When she died, she made a will, everything goes to the grandchildren. There were seven of us. But the problem was, she sold the house in 1970 for about $2,000. And then, so it made interest, she got about $3,000 in the bank. So in 1995, I inherited about
$600.
Well, I was very glad.
How much?
600.
600.
Not very many. But it was something nice. I didn't do anything to get it. Now what would you say if I said, my name is William, and I married Kate on?
On
Friday. Do I look like William? Does she look like Kate? Now be careful, she's beautiful, isn't she? What would you say if I said, I'm really Prince Charles? Now one day, Prince Charles will inherit the throne of England. He won't do anything, he will just be the king because he'll be inheriting it. Here it says, Jesus is the heir of everything. One day he will own Arctic Bay. And all of Baffin Island, and all of Canada, and all of America, and everything. The sun, the moon, the stars will belong to him. He's going to have everything. Then the second thing it says, he made the worlds. Have you ever made anything? I made some things when I was a boy. I did carpentry. And I made some things that none of them really were very good. I was never very good with my hands. I repaired 3 cars. I knew I'd done it wrong when smoke came out of it. But I won't try. If your car is broken down, I'll come and try. It might burn, but don't worry. I'm not very good with my hands. But the Bible says Jesus made everything. He made the sky, the sea. He made the seals, the whales, and you and me. He created it. He's clever. He's powerful. He's unlimited. The third thing, it says he is the brightness of God's glory. Now that means that he is brighter than the sun. There was a man, a king, and one day he said, I want to see God. And he said to all his wise men, I want you to go into the world and find God for me. Don't come back till you find God. So they went away. After some time, a shepherd sent him a letter. I can show you God. Come and meet me at 12 o'clock in my village. And so the king was carried, it was one of those days they didn't have cars, he was carried all the way with curtains, it was in a hot country. They carried him right the way up to this village. 12 o'clock they put the carriage down. It was very hot and the sun was very hot. And he looked out of the curtains. Where was that shepherd? They saw the shepherd coming down the hill, long strides. Come to me, O king, to show you God. The king got out of the curtains, walked to the shepherd. It was so hot in that place. You know what heat is? You don't know what it is. It was so hot. And then he said, where is God, shepherd? The shepherd said, look, there he is. And he pointed at the sun. And the king said, no, I can't look at the sun. The shepherd said, what? You want to see God and you can't look at one of the small things he's made? Jesus is the brightness of God. When you see Jesus, his light is so bright. And the fourth thing, he is the express image of his person. That's verse 3.
You
know, I haven't got a photograph here, but if I wanted to tell you what I look like, I might send you a photograph. There's a photograph.
Oh, there's a photograph of my son.
Look at my son. Can you see my son? He's very, very handsome. Not married. Very handsome boy. He's just like his father. He's handsome too. Okay, now there's a picture of my son. And the Bible says that Jesus is the best picture of God.
Now
that's just a picture. It can't speak to me. Can't touch him. But when God says, I want you to know what I'm like, He sent His Son. Jesus Christ is God in a way we can understand. That man who lived 2,000 years ago was the exact perfect representation of God. When he came and showed us God, he was being the priest. And it was very surprising because this high priest, he was a carpenter. He was an ordinary working man. He didn't live in a monastery. He didn't live in a very holy place. He was just an ordinary man. And God said, that is what I'm like. But he had no sin. And he loved people. He was kind to people. Through Jesus, we know the heart of God.
Jesus Christ,
And then the fifth thing, it says he upholds everything by the word of his power. You know, one day my wife was a school teacher. And one day the headmaster said to her, she was in a classroom, she said, oh, I'm going out, you are in charge of the school. Vicky became frightened. She said, I'm in charge of the whole school. Can you imagine if I said to you, you're in charge of Arctic Bay? You're in charge.
It's
not too bad, you can see it all. What if I said you're in charge of Canada? Well, that's a lot. A lot of people coming to. What if I said you're going to be the president of America? You've got armies, you decide who lives, who dies in Iraq or somewhere. The American presidents grow very old, very quick. When they start, they look young, dark hair. When they finish, they have grey hair. Why? Because they have to govern a country like America. But here it says, Jesus upholds everything. The weather, the fish in the sea, the everything. And he doesn't look tired when he does it. And then the next thing it says, sixth thing it says, he purged our sins by himself. What is sin? You know what these wires do? These wires, when I travel with wires or something, these wires, they get into a terrible mess. Look at that terrible mess. Now, that happens to me almost every day when I pick up my wires from my suitcase or something. They look like that. And I begin to pull. Often I make it worse. I have a great answer to problems like that. I give them to Vicky.
Vicky,
you are Vicky. And she's very good, you see. But you see, the heart of man is like that. The heart of man is so strange. If I looked in your heart, it's complicated. The mind of man is not straight clear. People get depressed, you don't know why. People become frightened of funny things. People become frightened of being closed in. Some people become frightened of open spaces. People have bad habits. They can't control their thoughts. And the human heart becomes complicated like all this string. And then you say to somebody like Vicky, can you take it apart? But the more they pull, the worse it gets. Nobody is able to understand you. Doctors can't help you. Teachers can't help you. Money can't help you. And then it tells us what can help us. It says that he by himself purged our sins. The Bible says that when the presence of Jesus comes into our hearts, it all becomes clear and straight. The only answer to our complicated lives is to receive the presence of Jesus. When we receive the presence of Jesus, all the things wrong in our lives, suddenly they become straight and clear. He can take away the curse of fear. Jesus Christ can break the curse of depression.
How?
By himself. You receive Jesus. And he is immediately the power to bring light and clarity to your life. And then the seventh thing. Jesus Christ is given a throne on the highest place of heaven. And that's the highest honor of the universe. He is seated on the throne of God. And it tells you that again in verse, which verse is it? Your throne, O God, verse 8. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Jesus Christ is seated on the throne of God. And you notice in verse 6 it says, let all the angels of God worship him.
Now,
when I come here, Leah has not worshipped me. She doesn't bow down to me. You know, I don't ask you to kiss my hand.
Why?
Because I'm just an ordinary man. I'm just an ordinary person. You don't worship Leah here, do you? No, because Leah is an ordinary woman. But Jesus is God. When you read this chapter, the words you find are these: he is eternal. He is everywhere. He knows everything. He is all powerful. He is the creator. Jesus Christ is God in human form. Jesus Christ, who is coming to us tonight,
Is God coming to
us? Oh no, me Jesus Christ, you so kind, I'm a good to you.
He's coming in a way we can understand. Where we can see the greatness of God. And that's the meaning of chapter 1.
Chapter 1 to King.
He is God coming down to man. But then in chapter 2, it tells us he is man taking us to God. Because Jesus, who is God, became one of us. Now look what it says in verse 10 of chapter 2. Thank you. It says he is our captain to bring us to glory. That's wonderful. He will take us right from where you are, all the way to God, to heaven, to eternity. He is the one who will come and take you by the hand and take you all the way to heaven, to God. Now, this is, I remember when we lived in Africa. And I remember once we were looking for the house of a missionary. And we got lost in a plantation, a forest. And we couldn't find our way. All the trees looked the same. There were so many tracks, we couldn't find our way. Then there was a man on a bicycle. He came along and I stopped him. I said, "Look, we're lost. Can you tell me the way to the..." He looked very wise. He said, "Yes, I know the way." Oh, good, I said, tell me the way. He said, "You go so." Then you go so. You go so. Then you go so. Then you see it. So I said, okay. You mean you go so? You go so. And you see it? He said, yes. And I thought, I will never find it. It was impossible. Why? Because his explanation was so complicated. How do you get to heaven? Well, you read the whole Bible. You understand the book of Revelation. You have to go to church and you have to know when to stand up, sit down, kneel down. I can see some of you are confused already. You know, it's so complicated. What do you do? Did Jesus say, "Now all disciples sit down at this moment, stand up now"? No, he didn't do it. The way to heaven is difficult. And if Jesus came to explain it, then he's like that man. But he's not like that man.
Because instead of explaining it, this is what he says. He says, let me get in the car. Let me get in the car. And I will take you there. Amen. Jesus says, let me get into your car.
When
I sit in the car, I will tell you, go so.
You go there.
Now you go like that. I cannot go wrong if I have Jesus in my life.
Jesus
has brought God to me.
Jesus
and will take me all the way to heaven. All I have to do is receive him. But you see, when Jesus comes to us, we are really lost. We are really lost. You know, we were in a plantation. We didn't know the way. We have a friend who went walking in the forest and got lost. You know, I'm sure there are many stories of people get lost in the mountains here.
They don't do it correctly.
And when a rescuer wants to come to them, he comes with all the equipment, he comes and finds them, but sometimes they can't walk. Jesus Christ is not just coming to us like walking on a nice path. He had to fight to clear a way for us. He had to make a straight path for us. You know, if I said to you, let's go walk down to the sea, it's no problem. But to go over all the mountains and all the problems, that's difficult. When Jesus Christ comes to us, he made a clear path for us. He made a path for us on the cross. And he made it straight for us so that we wouldn't fall. He comes to us and reaches down and holds us in his arms. And carries us back to God. You don't have to be strong. You don't have to understand all the Bible. You don't need to know who Abraham is to be saved. You don't need to know when to stand up and sit down to be saved. You only need to do one thing to be saved. To receive Jesus into your life. And he carries you in his arms to God. And he says to you, I will lead you through life. I will keep you on a straight path. I will take you from here all the way to God. All you need is me. I am the way, the truth, the resurrection, and the life. Hallelujah, he's everything for us. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus Christ is our great high priest. And he saves ordinary people. All he wants us to do is receive him. His presence, when we receive him, will make our hearts clear. And he will lead us from here all the way home. Through all of life to our heavenly home. Let us pray. Let's pray. Now, every eye closed. Every eye closed. I wonder what is the problem of your heart? Is it fear? Is it addiction? Habits you can't break. Problems, darkness in your life you can't explain. Mental problems. Sexual problems. Family problems. Character problems. You can't untangle the complicated things of your heart. You can't make yourself a normal person. And you certainly can't pray, you can't find your way to God. You're bad at prayer, you're bad at church, you're bad at everything. Jesus says, let me come here. You open your heart to my presence. If you let me into your life, I will come and change your life. I'll give you a new heart. I'll take away those darknesses from your life. And I will be your guide from this day on right to heaven. One day we will lie in our coffin. I hope you have a long life. One day every one of us in this room will lie in a coffin. And people will talk about our life. And on that day, there will be a sadness and a joy. Because they will know that person let Jesus in. Jesus was in that life. They trusted in Jesus, they put their hand in Jesus' hand.
And
he's taken them all the way, now they're in heaven. Well, today is not your funeral. But today is the day you find Jesus. So I want you to receive Jesus. Every eye closed, every head bowed. And I'm going to pray for you. Those who want to receive Jesus. Those who want to pray to let him into their lives. You want to pray that, you lift up your hand. Amen, thank you. Yes, the Lord sees you. That's right. I receive you, Jesus. That's right. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, I'm going to pray this prayer. Thank you, the Lord loves you. Now you can join in this prayer anytime. You can put your hand up at any time. I'm going to pray for you now. If you want to be joined in this prayer, you can put your hand up now. Lord Jesus Christ, you are Almighty God. You are not a weak God. You are all powerful. And you are sitting on the throne of heaven. You rule over heaven, you rule over earth. And you have power in this room tonight. Change the hearts of those who pray to you now. And I pray now, Jesus. Come into these lives. As they receive you now, come in, Jesus. And cast out the darkness. Let darkness depart. And let every complicated thing become straight.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, deliver from fear.
Jesus Christ, do you see you?
Deliver from curses.
Amen.
Break the darkness, break the depression. Jesus, come and be a loving presence in every life. Let this be a day of beginnings.
Lord.
A day of joy, a day of power. Touch every life with the reality and the power of God.
Yes,
do it, Jesus. Change
life,
change hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord.
Now let everybody say thank you to Jesus.
Lord.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. I believe in you, Jesus. I belong to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Jesus,
amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We are family. Because we follow
Jesus.
We will meet in heaven. Because we follow Jesus. We have power in our lives. Because we follow Jesus. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.